Thank you. We have an agenda. We've got 48 minutes to elect officers and people committees. I'd like everyone's courtesy to go ahead and move the agenda. Did any other board members have something they needed to respond to? Campbell?
Just very quickly, I mentioned briefly yesterday, and we got something on paper today. Lee Iacocca, you know, said that if it isn't on paper, it doesn't exist. And, you know, this gives folks something that we can work with in terms of concerns about programming, whatever, that were expressed. I'm taking notes. I don't know if everybody has that opportunity, but it's very helpful if you can give us something on paper, and also maybe if it's somebody to send something to, a way in which to send it to them in the correct spelling of their name.
Thank you very much, Campbell. And I would recommend that if there's something you wish to communicate with the board, please feel free to email us. Absolutely everyone else does. So thank you. God, I thought the entire universe had PNB at Pacifica.org. We certainly get hundreds of emails per day. So thank you so much. Uh-huh. And same, anything that was submitted 2 years ago, you got a lot of new board members here. I can't guarantee what will happen to it, but if you want us to read it, send it now. So
Please don't. Please don't, actually.
Please don't.
No, it's incredibly rude and inconsiderate to be sending email to people that didn't ask to be on certain lists. Don't. And I don't even think it's fun to treat it cavalierly. Don't do it.
Okay. Well, some people seem to feel it's absolutely necessary to communicate their thoughts with us, and you know.
Well, if it's about elephants in India, it's not relevant to us. So please don't send it to me.
So please only send it if it's relevant to PNB work. We would ask that because we get a lot of stuff that has absolutely nothing to do with anything we're doing on this board. So thank you. That concludes public comment. I thank everyone for their being here, and you're obviously more than welcome to continue being here, so thank you. Can I get the board members back in order, please? Thank you. Okay, we've got a very short period of time here. Thank you. We need to elect officers. We have chair, vice chair, and secretary to elect, and then we need to people committees. We've been passing around rosters, and people have been signing up for them, and hopefully that'll go fairly smoothly. I'll wait till I have all the board members' attention. Could all the board members please come to order? Thank you. Thank you. Yes. I believe it's called the Committee on Racism and Sexism at the national level. We don't have a committee called the Committee of Inclusion. We have a committee called Racism and Sexism.
But there isn't the bylaws, right? Isn't that a requirement? I said the bylaws, you know.
There you go. It's not part of this, what we're doing here. Okay.
But you might explain it in the terms.
I'm sorry. Is it germane to electing officers?
Use your microphone, Lydia, so they can hear.
Never mind.
You.
Just use your microphone.
And if we get to committees,
I'll explain.
I was going to say, why don't you just go ahead and explain that when we get to the committees? Okay. Thank you. Is this relevant to electing officers, Rodrigo?
Yeah,
or if it's regarding committees, we're going to get to that right after officers, okay?
Right.
Yeah. No, and then it would be fine to explain anything that would be relevant to LSB members as well. Thank you. I want to keep it orderly so we keep moving along and get through everything we got to do today. So the nominations, I guess we open the nominations for chair, and then we do that. And we'll open nominations for vice chair and then for secretary. So thank you. Go ahead, Ken.
I'll nominate Summer Reese as chair of the PNB.
A second.
Thank you. Any other nominations?
Well, let's make it
okay.
So somebody can deny.
So
I'll nominate Renee LaPorte Price.
Thank you. I'll decline.
Said the wrong name.
Thank you, Renee. Well, he's my great timekeeper. yes, Wesley.
I would like to nominate Bill Crozier.
Okay.
Thank you, Wesley, but I decline to.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other nominations? Going once? Going twice? Is this by unanimous consent?
Yes, I think we still have to do the ballots.
Do we have to do ballots when it's unanimous? No, Lydia's saying no. Everyone's saying no. There's no other person to vote for.
Can we at least take a roll call?
Okay, can you take a roll call?
By name, by the
No, I think it's unanimous. No.
But that's the problem. But
No. See, these are it's either a ballot, but when there's only one candidate, there's no ballot to be taken. It's unanimous unless there's an objection.
Sure.
No, we're cool, but we do everything by anonymous ballot, okay?
So moved.
Thank you, Andre.
Okay.
Thank you, colleagues. Anyway, thank you, everyone, for your support. I really appreciate it. Thank you. So, thank you, and wow, all things should go so quickly. I'll wait till the colleagues are speaking for a moment. Board members, and the next office is for vice chair. Open the nominations for vice chair. Could I? Yes. Got Jessica?
Yeah,
yes.
Well, I'd like to nominate Bill Crozier for vice chair.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Are there any other nominations? Okay. Going once? Going twice? Three times? We have unanimous consent on this as well, with no objection. Bill Crozier of KPFT. Thank you. Will the secretary please record? Vice chair has been unanimously elected, Bill Crozier. Congratulations, Bill. Thank you, everyone. Bill, would you like to speak?
I'd like to move that we delay the election of secretary until tomorrow, because we've been trying to figure out if we can get some agreement between the different factions and groups to find somebody mutually agreeable. Just a request.
I object.
I object
as well.
Okay. I'm sorry, Jessica, you go.
I kind of agree with Bill.
Would you like to put that forward as a motion, Bill?
Yes, please.
And is there a second?
I second Bill's
okay.
motion.
Thank you. Can we to expedite matters? Do we need argumentation on this, or can we take a vote on it? Is there any objection to simply taking a vote on this issue? Teresa, would you like to speak? Go ahead.
I'm just wondering, Bill, do you want to motivate that?
Yeah, if you'd like to motivate, Bill, please.
I just think if we can agree among ourselves informally first, among somebody we can agree on, and it'll just reduce some of the tension, I think, for the year, if we can do that. I don't know if it's possible, but I'd like to try a little more.
Okay,
we,
thank you.
We really
you.
Haven't had much enough time to talk informally.
Thank you. And do you want to take the opposition viewpoint to motivate why you're against it, or?
I think there have been plenty of conversations, but that's why we have elections, is because there are more than one person involved and the ballot determines what it is, and then it's done. I don't think there will be any more or less tension thereafter.
Okay. Thank you. Does there need to be further discussion, or can we simply take a vote? It's a pretty simple matter. Are we electing someone today or tomorrow? Well, then we have to take a vote on his motion to postpone until tomorrow, and then we can see what happens.
Point of clarification, because
yes,
there are
ma'am.
Like two roles, really.
Please, Andrea,
For secretary, are we talking about secretary of the foundation versus secretary of the...
Yes, ma'am, I'll answer that. We're talking about the board secretary, which is the elected position on the foundation board, not the recording secretary, who is not an elected position, is someone we hire to actually record the minutes. So we are only talking about the elected position of board secretary, the official secretary of the organization who sits on this board. So thank you. So there's no objection in going to a vote. A yes vote would support Mr. Crozier's motion to move the vote election for secretary until tomorrow morning's agenda. A no vote would mean that we would proceed at this time to elect a secretary. Afia, would you take the roll, please?
Shram Agmir.
Thank you.
Tracy Rosenberg.
No.
Andrea Turner.
No.
Joseph Gonzala. Rodrigo Argueta.
No.
Ken Aaron.
No.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Lydia Brazan.
No.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Teresa Allen?
No.
Jessica Apollinar?
Yes.
Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
No.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Alex Steinberg?
Stay.
Renee Bryce Laporte?
No.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Kimri Orendoff?
No se acuerdo.
And Marcel is excused, Heather is excused, and Ifia votes no.
Can you just give us the numbers, please? Thank you. Yes, I'm sure they do. I just want the final head count.
12 noes. 4 yeses.
The motion fails. Okay. The 12 noes, 4 yeses, 1 abstention. Is that correct, Ophia? Thank you, Madam Secretary. Okay, so therefore we move directly to nominations for secretary. Yes, Campbell?
I nominate Lydia.
Oh, I declined.
Just straight up. Yes, Wesley?
I nominate Ophia.
Ophia, okay. Is there a second on that nomination?
Second.
Okay. Are there other nominations? Yes, Teresa?
I nominate Carolyn Burton.
Thank you. Is there a second on that nomination?
Second.
Thank you.
We don't need seconds.
Oh, we don't need seconds. I apologize. I'm trying to be all perfect here with this. Are there any other nominations besides Ophia and Carolyn? Yes, Campbell?
I nominate Teresa.
Thank you, Campbell, but I respectfully decline.
Thank you, Teresa. Thank you, Campbell. Okay, so are there any other nominations? And hearing none, going once, going twice, three times. Okay, nominations are closed. We have Ophia Wangaza and Carolyn Burton. Where are those nice little ballots somebody was making for me?
Here they are.
Oh. Okay, you got to hand those off because you're a candidate now.
Oh,
you can't even touch those.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Would it be possible to allow each of the candidates?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Pass those puppies back to me. You're right. That's always a tactic. Yes. Yes, well, that's what I'm saying. I will just let me have these babies. Before we had out, well, hold on. I mean, I can pass around ballots as chair. That's not an issue. But yeah. but I do my best to be neutral in this role. excuse me. Order. I see certain members have questions. I would like. Excuse me, can we please have order so we can get through this election expeditiously? Thank you. Each person has the right to go ahead and make a statement as to why they would be the appropriate, why either one of these nice ladies would be the appropriate secretary for our board. So I'll go ahead and let Ophia go first because she was nominated first, and then Carolyn. All right, each of you, you get 2 minutes apiece. Does that seem adequate? Okay, thank you. Go ahead. You don't have to time them, okay? I mean, we're fine. Go ahead. Is a couple minutes okay, Carolyn? Opening statements? Okay.
Oh, am I going first?
No. If he's going to go and then you're going to go, I just went on order of nomination. So go ahead, Ophia.
Before we begin,
yes.
May I ask a question? I would appreciate, because of some bad experiences we've had at WBAI,
yes.
If we could have at least 2 people involved, neutral parties, to distribute the ballots and to collect them. And
okay, I was going to actually go grab myself a volunteer or two that I thought would.
No, you would be perfect. That's fine.
Thank you.
But neutral and an observer.
Okay.
Just
yes.
So we have more than one person involved. Thank
yes.
you very much.
Thank you so much. Of course.
Yeah, we're above BAI.
Okay. Well, let us not say anything about our individual stations. Let us just say it's always good practice to have independent observers. You'll distribute the ballots. Okay, after they give their speeches, though, we've had problems in the past with people marking their ballots before they've heard from the candidates, and that creates difficulty. So thank you. If we could have everyone's full attention and quiet and respect, and then allow the candidates to speak, please. Ophia, you may begin.
The bylaws specifically set out that the secretary shall keep or cause to be kept at the principal executive office or such other place as the board may designate a book of minutes of all meetings and actions of the board and committees of the board, with the time and place of holding, whether regular or special, and if special, how authorized, the notice thereof given, any waivers or consents, the names of those present at every board and committee meetings, and the proceedings thereof. The minutes of closed meetings shall be maintained but sealed as confidential. The secretary shall give or cause to be given notice of all meetings of the board required by the bylaws or by law to be given, and she shall keep the seal of the foundation, if one be adopted, in safe custody, and have such other powers and perform such other duties as may be prescribed by the board or by the bylaws. And I wanted to make it a point to read that, because we often have notions, changing notions, in fact, of what the responsibilities of the secretary are, and so that we're all on the same page and clear about what those responsibilities are, that it be patently clear here. The record keeping in Pacifica, like everything else in Pacifica, indeed everything else in the world, it seems at this point, is in a process of change. And we have not had the kind of changes with the record keeping that has kept up with the methods of record keeping and also with the changing management styles. With that in mind, despite an abrupt change of resignation of the most recent note taker and having to scramble to make adjustments in the face of that, we have began making the necessary changes to update and upgrade the record keeping system. And that has been in consultation with the executive director, Arlene Engelhardt, who has given us detailed instructions as to what would be operationally and functionally effective structure for record keeping minutes. Secondly, that we have also made arrangements for the secretary of the LALSB, who, by all accounts, has an impeccable record for credibility and competency to serve as the note taker. Thirdly, to have access to a web person whose sole job it would be to make sure that the minutes and related documents are posted on the website. For those of you who have made any effort to keep up with what's going on or to refer to historical records by referring to the website, have no doubt been disappointed. We view that as the next step.
Thank you.
I ask for all of your votes.
Thank you, Afia. And hopefully the recording secretary will work for whichever board secretary is elected. I'm sure he'll be very helpful to us. So, Carolyn, would you like to go ahead and...
Yes, thank you. I have been off the board for quite a while.
Excuse me, could we please have quiet out there so that we can hear Ms. Burden? Thank you. Fellow directors, we need to hear the other candidate's speech. Thank you.
Thank you. I've been off the board for a while, and I'm back, and I'm relatively distressed at the lack of information. I think the board has not, with all due respect to the efforts being made, the board is missing minutes. The website is not been is quite empty, and I think trying to locate information and so on means that we really do need to revamp the way in which we have been giving information to the board. My own experience, I teach writing, including technical writing, and I would very much like to be able to work on minutes, and I think it's something I can do. I'm very much concerned that a board without minutes is really in a very bad position. There is no official record until minutes have been approved, and they need to be gotten out promptly and quickly. And they have to be accessible to everyone, and the rest of the board needs information about each other and how people are doing. So I'd like to do that job, and I think that the board could use a revamping of the way in which it has been keeping minutes and distributing them for the last year or two. So I hope that I will have your support in doing that. Thank you.
Thank you, Carolyn. Of course, the board members can always ask questions of their prospective candidates. Would you like to go first, Nia? Please.
Yes. And this is addressed to both Afia and Carolyn. As an officer of the foundation, I think so far we've been getting along very well. There hasn't been any acrimony. Now, if when either one of you is elected, in your opening salvo, everybody seemed, you know, nice and everything, cooperative, you're going to have the minutes. Aside from that, there's another factor. When one of you opened, you know, you opened with an air of distrust about who's supposed to do that. Are you willing to commit to trying to I say this locally and I say it nationally, to close ranks, come together, and work together as one board for the good of the foundation, especially since we have a going concern and, you know, some folks think that we might not be around here by 7 o'clock. We might be out of business by 7 o'clock. So do you promise to work with everybody to focus on that particular issue, because that's what I'm interested in without acrimony?
Thank you, Nia. And is that directed at both candidates? Okay. Afia, and please, everyone limit your comments somewhat, but go ahead, Afia.
Well, quite frankly, needless to say, yes. In fact, I'm rather surprised that we've come to this point in this election in light of the fact that we thought that we had reached an agreement with regard to this position, as was the case with the chair and the vice chair. And I'm a little startled that we're actually having an election. So I would... of course, one of the hallmarks of this weekend has been finding common ground and proceeding on that basis. So I have every intentions of continuing to maintain that.
Thank you. Carolyn?
Yes, and I'm not sure exactly what kind of scenario Nia is proposing, but I can't imagine that we couldn't work together and wouldn't. For the good of the foundation, which we have always done, even when we've had very serious disagreements in the past. I know I have been able to work with board members, and I hope that we can continue to do that.
Thank you, Carolyn. Campbell? I got you, Jessica. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I've served as secretary in several organizations, and I know how critical that position is. Unfortunately, during this past year as a director, I come to find out that some of my reports to my LSB have been edited by our LSB secretary, which I take grave offense at. So accuracy, I think, is a very important element of the position. Secondly, the bottom line responsibility to make sure that the job gets done promptly, and that's been expressed, and I think that this is what the PNB deserves. And, you know, whether someone's in agreement with me or not, I think, or I'm in agreement with someone else or not, I think it's the responsibility that the job is done accurately. And what I'd like to do is to find out from you what your views are in this regard, and whether you feel that you have the capacity and drive to ensure that it gets done accurately, timely, and responsibly. Thank you.
Thank you. And this time I'll reverse and let Carolyn answer first, followed by Afia. Thank you.
Thank you. I was quite surprised to find out that some of the minutes had been approved. I heard, I think, Afia remark that some minutes had been approved and they were full of errors. And I don't know how that happens. I mean, my procedure would be to circulate a draft. One, your former recording secretary made a motion, I don't know if it's still on our agenda, that the minutes be returned within 2 weeks of a meeting, which I think is generous. But the draft should be returned, and if members don't read it and approve it without reading it, that's a serious problem. But I fully expect to give people enough time to look at a draft, return criticisms, critique it before the meeting and then on the air, and approve the minutes. I don't like minutes hanging out there for a long time, and I certainly there may be mistakes. I expect, being human, it might happen. I hope we can deal with it as a group, though.
Thank you, Carolyn. Afia?
As an attorney, an officer of the court, recognizing that minutes are legal documents, I am entirely committed to their accuracy. They're often not only called upon for direction by staff and the board, but also, as we well know, referred to in litigation. So that's not an issue. 2 weeks is a terribly long time for minutes, and it's unfortunate that when confronted about delays and errors, our last note-taker abruptly resigned. We've addressed that. We have a competent and efficient person who is prepared and does take minutes, board minutes, and turn them around within a week. With the schedule that we anticipate meeting every 2 weeks, that is much more appropriate and much more efficient in light of the fact that it gives us a minimum of a week to review the minutes before the next regularly scheduled meeting.
Thank you, Afia. Jessica, you were next.
Okay. There's not only are there negatives, there's great positives of being the secretary, and I know this is going to be an exciting position for whoever is part of, or whoever decides to take up that job. So one part of the question is, what do you have at your disposal that makes this job easier for you, which would, you know, sway my vote? The other is, if one can't, will you be willing to work with the other on an emergency basis if, let's say, one day Carolyn can't and she has elected, you know, if she can't do, would Afia, would you consider, or in reverse, if we vote for Afia, would you consider if there is a substitute necessary for emergency purposes? Could you work together?
Thank you, Jessica. This time I'll let Afia answer first and then Carolyn. We'll just keep going back and forth that way. Go on. Thank you.
In addition to having made arrangements beforehand to obtain substantial assistance, we have a number of backup mechanisms that we've put in place as a result of the abrupt resignation of the previous note taker. And the technical staff, I must applaud and express my great appreciation for their assistance and their assurance of continued assistance. In addition to which, of course, are people who have been backup personnel throughout this course who do not want the job on an ongoing basis but are willing to be available should they be needed.
Thank you, Afia. Carolyn?
Thank you. Yes, I teach half-time, and my teaching schedule is one day a week, which leaves me 6 days, and unfortunately, Pacifica fills about 3.5 of them now. but I do look forward to having the time to do it, so that is not going to be a great problem for me. I'd like to correct something that was said, though. My understanding is that the last note taker resigned after a conflict over procedure as to how the process should be done. The note taking correlated with the board secretary's duties. So I really don't want to malign that person or the role, but I know it's a difficult job. And I know that we'll just have to work very hard to get along and make sure that we do coordinate and cooperate. And, of course, I'd be willing to substitute or work with Afia under any circumstances down the line. I'm convinced, though, that a lot of the problem is time. I do have the time. I also have the skill. And I do have access to enough computer and technical support and work well with our technical staff. So I don't see any obstacles there. I see a lot of positives. Thank you.
Thank you, Carolyn. Rodrigo?
Yeah, I would like to move, you know, that we go voting now.
Yes. Are you calling the question?
Yes, calling the question.
Okay, thank you. Is there any objection to calling the question? Okay, he wants to make one comment. Can we wiggle this one a little? Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Cameron.
Just thank you for a few seconds, my brother. No, I would just say that whoever is the secretary has to be a person that has to be under control. This is nothing personal. This is business that you have to be able to maintain what you say, when you say it, and how you say it. Because, again, when you say the wrong things, it can be taken the wrong way and out of content. And I just ask for whoever the secretary is to be mindful that you, again, just like the chair and the vice chair, that you're working with different people. Sometimes we might be on meetings, and sometimes I just mute the phone sometimes when we're on meetings till 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock in the morning. But, you know, I won't be a volcano about the incidents. So I just ask that you have peace of mind that and respect people that don't want to hear anything other than you're doing your job.
Thank you. Did you want feedback from our two candidates, or you just...
That's a comment.
That's a comment. Thank you. That's a directive of how he'd like to see it done. Okay. So now back to we called the question. Was there any objection to proceeding to a vote? Thank you so much. Melinda, I'll take your kind offer of assistance. I'm going to count the number of people and hand you that number of ballots. Then I would suggest, as we only have two people here, this isn't exactly a situation where you need to write down more than one name. Write down the person you're voting for, please. Just give me a second, dear. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Just for the sake of laughter, folks, our esteemed attorney said he's going to take us on a rodeo ride, and he has a few folks that he wants to put on the buckaroo. So before we go to the station, he's got a few folks that he wants to ride on the buckaroo.
14, 16, 17.
The bull.
18. It seems to have 18.
Can we please have some decorum until the election's done?
Please. Okay, everyone, we can break into relaxation a little in a few minutes. Just give me a second. I believe I've got 18 board members. This is only crucial because, you know, you only get one ballot apiece. So I got to make sure I hand out the right number here. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. I can still count. Great. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. I presume Alex is returning. I know I already did that twice because Lydia got up and then Teresa got up and I kept going 16, 17, 18. How many of these people are there? Vote as many times as you can. Oh, I didn't count Carolyn. Sounds like there's 19. Hold on. I need to get a... Okay, Carolyn, were you sitting there a minute ago? 2, 4, 6. Is it still 18? Thank you. Okay, put them in a cup because we can see everything. I've already selected some what I hope are non-biased election observers. Okay, certainly nobody, any of us know. Okay, so I've got mine. Okay, these babies are going here where everybody can see them like cards on the table. Just leave them there. It's okay. This is my ballot. And you have the rest, ma'am. I'm going to give this to you to distribute. Please, excuse me, can I please call everybody to order, especially the members, please? Oh. Okay, would you also like to volunteer? Because we'll have four volunteers then. Jack. Jack knows he's doing the STV, right? And I've asked two additional people to be observers, okay? Well, I was explaining that usually STV is more relevant when there's three candidates. When there are only two candidates, you can vote. Why wouldn't you just vote for your...
The bylaws require IRV, so there may be people who would like to rank them one and two. Some people only want to make one choice, and that makes a difference. We just went to court on that.
Okay, you can rank one and two.
That's why we have IRV. You do not have to rank both candidates.
That was my exact point.
So there has to be a number next to the...
Well, no, there doesn't have to be a number. If you only put one name down, that... No, there doesn't. We just went through this at KPFK. If you only put one candidate down, that's your number one choice. If you put two candidates down, please mark them one and two, okay?
And we don't want a lawsuit over this.
Jeez, Louise. So please, if you're marking one candidate, you do not need to number it. If you're marking two, mark it one and two. Thank you. I'm I'm sorry, Nancy. Oh, you're just observing? Oh, she only got handed 18, so somebody's going to be short if she gives more than one to somebody. Did you distribute?
This is my only one.
I'm sorry, ma'am, Nancy, I apologize. There's only one person collecting these. Otherwise, it gets very confusing. You can be an election observer as to the count, okay? Yes. Thank you. Gosh.
No, no, go around. Go around.
Please just go all the way around. Thank you. You do not have to. You can just put down the one name. But if you're going to put down two, you better... Yeah. Oh, neither do I. I'm ready to put money in there, though, because... Exactly. We better have 18 votes when we're done. Okay. Everyone, please, elections are where we get into half our hot water because people start talking, they get confused, they lose track. Just stay focused. It's only five more minutes. Thank you. Don't forget me. Thank you. Okay. I have asked Jim Boyd here to be an elections observer, and I've asked Cliff in the back to be an elections observer. Jack Van Aken has volunteered to do STV, and Melinda and Nancy, if you want to also observe, the more eyes on it, the better we are. Can we do it right here? Ma'am.
Right there. Don't go.
Don't leave yourself right there.
While the votes are being counted, can I get the... Ah, we got the list. No, they're supposed to be observing. I think we're all observing, but they're officially non-biased.
Nancy,
please. There's one person opening the ballots. Watch with eyes. Thank you. Observation. Because she keeps her hands in it.
This could be a podium.
This could be what, man?
A premium.
What? A video of us? No, we're winning the sweepstakes. That's hilarious. Counting the votes. All right, I'm going to take a look at these and see if we've reached some consensus on committees before we move on. Oh, I see everybody wants to serve on audit. We got one volunteer. Lovely. Jeez Louise. Boy, I see they're looking really empty over there. I might have to go camp out on the way that's looking. Okay, I'm going to have to ask for some volunteers. Never mind elections to get rid of people, huh? Oh, don't I automatically sit on coordinating because I'm the chair? Does that mean there's no room for somebody else?
By the way, I'd just like to say I really appreciate the fact we have two people willing to do this. Usually nobody wants to do stuff like this.
Boy, we don't have many volunteers for programming either. I'm surprised. That's usually a hot spot. It's like that's the one. It's looking empty, too. I think we're feeling a little short. You know what else nobody wants is like to all this work.
There's an additional member from the signal area, right?
We got too many committees.
From the where?
I mean, it's insane. How do they expect people to cover all this stuff? I mean, I find two committees plus being on the board. Frankly, I find it hard to be on two committees plus the board.
I don't think so. I'll look it up.
We are going to have a serious staffing issue. Well, I got to ask these people at a double.
He's in the middle of a count.
Please. Why is every? What's going on? Are we having controversy? Please tell me this is going smoothly.
To save time.
Ma'am, what's the count? Shh. Excuse me. Can everyone please come to order? No side chat. Let's hear what the vote count was. Thank you.
The vote count was 10 for Carolyn Burton and 8 for Epkin.
Wow. Congratulations. Congratulations, our new secretary. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you to all the election observers and participants and people who just helped make this go smoothly in under 5 minutes, because that's how I like to see an election. Thank you. So, yes, Renee, did you have a question?
Are we going to be talking about committees?
Yes, sir.
All right.
That's the next thing on the hopper. We got 8 minutes. We're still cooking here. And I've been handed back the committee. Can I please have order? Excuse me, can I please...
Order 10.
I can... everybody knows I've got a loud voice and I can talk a lot. So please, can I ask all the members to please with the... I know we're all excited because we actually got through our officer elections and there's that sense of elation, but be elated about 10 minutes from now, okay? Is everyone to order? I don't know why other people left, but most of the board members look like they're sitting right here. And so, yes?
I'd like to have an acknowledgement for Fia Wangaza's...
Thank you.
Previous 2 years on the board as board secretary.
Thank you, and thank you, Afia, for your diligent service to the board. Thank you, Ken. Okay, so now, if I have everyone back in order and listening and paying attention, here's what's going on with... I'll wait for all the members to be listening. Thank you. Are we done with all the side conversations? Thank you. Okay, here's what I'm observing. I was handed back the sign-up sheets, and I appreciate everyone signing up. I'm sorry, do we have sidebars still? Whenever everyone's ready, I'll talk. Thank you. Okay, here's what's happening. You know, we got way too many committees for the number of people to spread around here, and we all get spread very, very thinly. Sometimes there's double booking on one committee from people in the same signal area. It's one person from each signal area. But we have, rather than the need to have elections for most of these committees to decide on the multiple people applying for one committee, we have several committees that don't have any volunteers at all from some of the stations, and they're kind of empty looking right now. I mean, I've got a couple that have, you know, 2-3 people. Not enough, never mind quorum. I mean, not even enough to call and pull it together as a committee. So, yes, JC?
A note to remember that at KPFA we are only half of the contingent.
Know. I'm not on KPFA's
so
case. There's only one.
So our blank spots, to be fair to us, some will need to remain.
Yes,
blank.
But I see on several of the committees nobody volunteered from any of the other signal areas, and they've got 4 people here. Yes, Renee.
My name is not on the list. This is my first PMB meeting. It would be nice if somebody talked to me a little bit about the committee.
Sure.
Okay,
that's very logical. I think we were just trying to save time because some of the people go, yeah, I want to be on that committee. I already know. So, yes, that's... Carolyn.
The people who are missing, I mean, the members who are missing from KPFA, what will happen when they are finally appointed and show up? I mean, will we have to redo all these committees? Or how will we do
I love all this messy stuff at the beginning of a new year. No, what I perceive is we only have 2 members from KPFA here. They can only spread themselves so thin, so they're going to volunteer for the committees that they want to be on. When the 2 new members come, maybe they'd be kind enough to simply volunteer for the empty slots on some other committees. Mm-hmm. If for some reason there's controversy and they're going to argue over being on the same committee, well, then we might have to vote on those individuals, not the entire committee structure. The rest of it would have already been taken care of today. So, you know, we'll try to minimize the number of things we have to redo. And hopefully, you know, again, collegiality. Maybe people will just volunteer for a slot that needs another person in it if we're lucky. Lydia.
Yeah, I had raised the committees of inclusion. We don't vote on that, but it is a committee of this body, and it needs to receive reports every time we meet like this in person. And it's people should read it in the bylaws. It's Article 8, Section 4.
Okay.
And what happens is that at every single LSB, there are elections for LSB members, and a PMB member must sit on that committee.
Okay.
And so in addition to the committees that we're voting on today, you must sit, one of your 4 people must sit on that committee of inclusion at your local station, and we must have reports to this body from, it's a standing committee in the bylaws, and it must happen, but it is not part of the elections today.
Well, thank you, because I would prefer not to, yeah, I appreciate it as a point of information, but I don't want to confuse people. I only want to deal with things we're electing here today. And as a point of information, there hasn't been a committee of inclusion on KPFK the whole 3.5 years that I've been there that I know of. Do we have one? Does it function? Because I've never heard from it.
That's the problem.
Okay. So it sounds like we need to take this up locally. Hold on, Teresa, and then Rodrigo, and then Nia and Campbell.
Point of information.
Okay, hold on. Point of order, then point of information. Yes.
We had discussed this person from KPFA who's going to be the recording secretary.
KPFK, yes.
I mean,
It's okay. The other K,
yeah. Yes. KPFK to be the recording secretary. So I think people need to know who this person is.
Okay.
Is this person going to be paid? Is it pro bono? Before we go any further,
okay,
I think we discuss that.
I can cover all that briefly if, yes, Ken.
I really respect your desire to get into that, but I'd like to finish the elections to the committees first. That all of those requirements are now the problem of the recording secretary.
I mean the board secretary.
Excuse me, of the board secretary.
I could briefly just answer it if we don't get into discussion, okay? I mean, obviously, we're in the middle of committee elections here, but he had a point of information, which may be germane to committees. One moment.
Sure, we did have, you know, committee of inclusion.
Okay.
You know, I was part of that committee of inclusion.
And it's died on the vine.
Yeah, it was the...
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not supposed to be there, man. I'm just saying I haven't seen it, okay?
The KPFK do have a committee of inclusion.
Thank you. And I got to get back to Renee's question, which is, what are we doing here? Teresa?
I would like to say, to talk about four committees to Renee. First of all, the affiliate task force is not outlined in the bylaws.
Okay, but,
And so, I mean, technically we could have no one from KPFA or KPFK, although it would be nice, and I try to remind people that affiliates task force is a very positive, wonderful experience.
Thank you. Okay. And I don't mind if people motivate on committees, but I would, as chair, like to at least cover what they are just as an informational purpose, and then we'll get back to why it's fantastic to serve on particular committees. To answer Nia's question, we have a board secretary at KPFK whom all parties consider to be quite efficient. I asked him 2 or 3, maybe 4 weeks ago, if he'd be willing to be our recording secretary here, if that was desired by the board, because he's really fast on his minutes, and they're good and they're accurate. His name is John Gary. I had told him the rate that we were paying the last recording secretary, which was $25 per meeting hour, not counting, obviously, the hours to prepare the minutes, get them out, post them, or any of that. That is what I told him at the time we were doing with the current recording secretary. So he was concerned about not flying to the various meetings in terms of costing the foundation money. So he was very cognizant of trying to be efficient with our resources. This is something, though, that the board secretary and we as a board need to take up, but it isn't something we should do right now in this part where we're filling the committees, I think. Okay, but that's like that's all the informational stuff. I mean, you know, so... I don't know. I don't recall. I was told that it's the board secretary who retains the recording secretary, but I didn't, you know, I don't recall what happened with voting that the last recording secretary. Yeah. Okay, we can vote on it then if that's the will of the body, and that's fine with me, but I don't think we should do it now because we're going to muddy the waters of filling the committees because we're in the middle of that process. We can come back to this.
A point, that person is not sitting on the committees, and we voted in D.C. on Richard Uzzell.
Okay.
So the board voted on
that. Okay, that's fine. And I'm fine with that. I believe in board voting on everything. I'm not trying to vitiate that. I mean, I wasn't clear on how we came to have the last recording secretary, so thank you. Go ahead, Bill.
You know, unless there's objection, I don't think we necessarily need to name the name now. There might need to be making substitutions from time to time, and I don't want to have to go back to the P&B every time somebody's not available.
Mm-hmm. I called
the agenda.
Okay, one moment. It was the recording secretary's suggestion that if we were able to find one in each of the locales, that might save us money. But these are issues we need to hash out, but not in the middle of peopling the committee. So we'll just have to come back to this subject. We can put it on the agenda for tomorrow morning if you all want to deal with it then, okay? We're already at time now. We are at time. We are trying to finish this before we go on to the other thing because we're at the time that dinner's already over there after I pushed it an hour. So back to Renee's question about 15 minutes ago. What are these committees and what's the scoop? Okay. Coordinating committee. That coordinates this stuff right here. Where are we going for the next – when we decide where we're going for the next meeting because it's in rotation – what hotel are we staying at? What are we feeding the people? How are they getting there? All of these various things have to be coordinated in terms of making reservations and trying to get the best price and literally coordinating all the details of the travel and the accommodations at the in-person meeting. That's the coordinating committee. Governance.
Wait.
Yes?
Contracts, policies. Contracts go after a certain amount to coordinating.
Okay. I am not aware of that, but I don't certain. Is that correct? I didn't know that either because contracts usually come by finance committee because they involve money. So, anyway, listen, here's the thing. To keep this orderly, seriously, if I'm, again, can I get order here, please? And I appreciate, Lydia, that you want to help, like, fill out all the details on all this, but if we stop every time I say what a committee's about, we're not going to get through this. I may have holes in my representation of what the committees do, because I haven't served on all nine committees on the PNB. I've served on finance for 3 years and on technology last year as well. So I'm going to give my best representation of what I believe they cover. They may cover more than that, okay? So this may be the bare bones representation, but, and afterwards people may feel free to further elucidate, illuminate, or fill in gaps that I've left, okay? Because that's the only way we're going to, thank you. Governance. Now I know at the local level, governance handles things like pulling together the agenda. Is there someone here that has served on governance? What does governance do here? And I would say I will defer to someone if I have no idea what that committee does, frankly. Has someone who serves on governance? Have you served on governance in the past?
Locally.
No, locally doesn't do any good. I know what we do locally on governance. I need to know what governance does on the PNB. You haven't served on governance on PNB. You just got here. Right? Have you? Oh, as committee. You mean as committee. Oh, okay. I thought you meant your local LSB. Okay, so go ahead. If she served recently.
Governance can write bylaws, but does not have to.
Okay. So you, and is there any other issues that governance tends to deal with, Lydia?
Yes. Any motions relative to the actual function of governance versus what is defined in the other committees?
Thank you. Can I have my list back, please?
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Yes, Wesley.
I have served on the National Governance Committee as LSB representative from KPFT.
Okay, and is that a fair representation of what governance handles?
Actually, we had a few meetings, and then it just went away.
That's what happens when you don't have enough volunteers on a committee. And that's exactly what does happen. If not enough people sign up for committee, it dies and withers on the vine because you can't make quorum, you can't get any business done, and then you have a non-functional committee. So we got to hope that doesn't happen. Technology. I served, not with the greatest fidelity towards the end of the year. My apologies, Kathy. But I served last year. Frankly, I thought it was a fascinating committee. If you have any interest in the fact that all of our software doesn't communicate with each other and all these wonderful things we need to do to fix it, I mean, technology is the place to camp out. I mean, and it was a fairly harmonious committee because we're dealing with nuts and bolts stuff there. So, and that involves all the different technology. Again, we got a lot of talking in the background. I don't know how it's possible for me to get through this and get it done when I can't even hear myself. Thank you. Which page? Oh, thank you, dear. I'm working off my list here. Yes. You can, yes, well, yes, Kathy is chair of the technology committee, so that is very appropriate. Thank you.
Well, it was.
Well, this last year.
One of the things that technology has been tasked with late in the year and what I anticipate we would need to start with is vetting and finding companies through which we can do teleconferencing or video conferencing rather than the way we've been doing it on the phone alone. As a potential replacement for one of the five in-person meetings, but also to make the special meetings more palatable. They're very difficult to do on phone alone. So I think that's something that it's important to look at among many other things. So it's basically to look at the technology at the stations and look at new technology and see if we can further ourselves along as opposed to being behind in that regard.
Thank you, Kathy. Yes, Nia.
Microphone.
Sorry. Okay. Article 8, Renee, in the booklet. Yeah. It tells you what the various committees do.
Yeah.
Section 3, the standing committees.
Yeah.
And it doesn't list all of them, unfortunately, because I see only six here.
I appreciate that. It's yes. The written and the reality sometimes are a little different, which is
thank
why
you.
I'm.
We don't want to scare
I'm
you.
That's too late. I have a whole mess of emails. I'm just trying to get a little flavor from the folks who have been there.
Sure, thank you. And you know what? That's actually a really good way to go. Is there someone who served on programming committee here? Is there a programming committee person?
Kim.
Wesley, you've served on the programming committee? You want to give them a little flavor of that one?
There are some projects that haven't really gotten off the ground, but they've been discussed extensively. And that is the fact that some people think we need a way of evaluating programming via the mission and the establishment of protocols concerning the formulation of program councils at the various stations so the board can actually have some influence on programming.
Thank you, Wesley. I appreciate that. Then next, we come to finance, my own personal bailiwick, where I've spent the last 3 years of my life, every Tuesday, every 2 weeks, for 3 years. Finance is a, it meets more often than any other committee. It meets every 2 weeks, just about like clockwork. Now, maybe one day we'll get it together to where we only have to meet once a month. I think it's a great committee. It's where you find out that things are out of whack, or you go, oh, my gosh, how come that number is so much different than last year? You know, are you really making $500,000 more? Or, holy cow, is it really costing that much? There are a lot of recurring members on finance that have already been there, so there's a good institutional knowledge. We've got the same secretary has been reelected. It's the smallest committee. It has limited membership, limited to one P&B director from each signal area and the treasurer from each signal area and the CFO. It has 11 members. It has no LSB members, so it is a small committee that focuses on budgets and cash flows and trying to get this stuff done. And I think is incredibly important. Also contracts and things which should have, you know, financial impact evaluation, which sometimes it doesn't always come to us the way it should, but that's one of the things we're also supposed to do in the finance committee. So, and it has a fantastic recurring secretary, so the minutes are pretty sharp there. Not that I'm biased. audit, that would be Nia's bailiwick. Would you like to go ahead and speak to that? As I think this is fine, having the chair of each committee.
Display of what? Entire morning.
I do. I actually feel like I get that.
Yeah, you got the audit committee today, didn't you? Okay. So there you go. See some things? It's like a picture's worth a thousand words, huh? Okay, person.
Brevity, that's it.
It spoke for itself today, didn't it? Personnel. Personnel is where the evaluations of the executive director and the chief financial officer come out. They work on those. They do all the coordinating on that, the formulating, getting them out to the rest of us on the PNB, as well as to the various LSB members who serve on national committees that are relevant to the evaluation of those two staff members. So those are the only two people that we evaluate as a board, and personnel handles that. And I'm sure other personnel policies or issues that come through there. Yeah, so everything related to personnel, but particularly doing those two evaluations annually. Affiliates Task Force is not.
I have a question, point of information.
Yes.
Does the Personnel Committee also evaluate prospective candidates for open positions?
Microphone.
Sorry.
Bill, would you like to speak as one of the people?
No, according to the bylaws, the LSBs form committees or somehow do search committees for. Openings. For, if you're talking about GMs or
well, maybe he means ED or CFO, the only two positions for which the board hires.
Yeah, the personnel committee would be involved with that.
Okay. And is there anything else you want to say about personnel, Bill?
Well, there's a summary report in your book, so for both that and also elections, it may give you an idea of some of the leftover stuff or things what we've been doing and things that the committee might be doing in the next year. It's kind of up to who's on the committee, of course, too.
Okay. Thank you. Affiliates Task Force, not a standing committee. It's a task force. God help me. What is the difference between a task force and a committee? Except for, well, committees are required by the bylaws, for one thing, and task forces are not. And occasionally we'll form a special task force to tackle something. But the Affiliates Task Force is a standing task force. Would you like to say something about that as the co-chair of that committee?
The Affiliates Task Force has been in great disarray for the past 2 years, and it bears the name of Affiliates, it actually only has two affiliates on the task force, and that's the two affiliate representatives. Hopefully, it will this time around become an affiliate-centered formation, which will operate in an orderly fashion under the same rules as any other formation of the PMB, in an effort to produce results that are consistent with and responsive to the needs of affiliates
Okay. Thank you. No, no, I just, I'm not trying to get, like, argumentation about what these committees do. I'm just trying to give the new member.
No, that is accurate.
Okay. There has not been disarray. If it were functioning perfectly, the Affiliates Task Force would help to serve the needs of the affiliates and bring those back here to the board. Thank you. Archives Task Force, a completely non-functional task force. The Pacifica Radio Archives lives in the KPFK building. I get to chat with Brian DeShazer on a semi-regular basis anytime I'm in the building. He has told me there hasn't been a functioning Archives Task Force in so long, he can't remember the last time there was a meeting. You know, that's a good question. Would you like to speak, Teresa, to that, Archives?
Well, Melinda Eiley-Doan has served from KPFT as a delegate on that task force, and I have served on that task force.
Would you like to say something about what it does when it has enough people to be functional? Excuse me, we've got a lot of crosstalk again. Please, you know, we're 15 minutes into dinner, which got pushed an hour. We're up against going to the station. I'd like to get through this, please, everyone. Thank you.
Basically, the archives is a unit, just like the stations are. The stations have local station boards and subcommittees. And the archives task force was started to just basically support the archives and spread information, and when they have the fund drive, kind of tell all your friends and, you know, contribute money and resources. And one of the nice things about that task force is there can only be three, you know, you don't have to meet a quorum. There could be three people and they can still conduct business and still support Brian and receive all the benefits of knowing that you're doing a very fulfilling job to helping our archives.
Okay. Thank you, Teresa. Development Committee. This is brand new. It's a baby that got born this weekend. There hasn't been a development committee on this board, at least last year. Well, there was that special promotional task force that lasted a minute and then petered out sometime during the middle of the year. I was on three or four meetings of that. But we all think it would be good to have a development committee. Do you know it would be nice to have people? It's on the list. You know, that it would be good that we were seeking major donors, that we were working on actually, you know, underlying funding for the foundation and putting us on a more stable footing and doing development. So I'll put your name on it, Campbell, yeah.
No, so, I want to have a comment.
Yes, please take a comment. I mean, I think we think it's all really important. You know, it just hasn't happened before, so.
Yeah, I mean, this is the kind of thing we really need, our finances, and we need more money. And Heather Gray, she told me that she wasn't even able to attend, she said she was interested in that committee, for example. And I really encourage all of you to do it. In fact, I would suggest that even though we're supposed to have one director and two other LSB members on most of the committees, 15 people, you know, if we're stretched too thin, I'd rather people resign from, you know, try what you're interested in, resign so you don't keep the committees from reaching quorum, so we can operate and get these committees active instead of, you know, wasting time. We could use 5 or 10 people on some of these committees.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to have 15.
Thank you, Carolyn.
And development's one we really need.
And conversely, any director can attend any meeting of any committee.
And, you know,
can
we
vote if you're not on the committee officially, but you may sit in.
And, you know, we could call it a task force if we wanted to lessen the threshold for membership. And since it just got born this weekend, we could name it anything we like.
Was it named a standing committee when you voted it in?
We didn't vote anything in. I think this happened around the campfire when we said, gee, we should have a development committee,
well,
shouldn't we?
It doesn't exist.
Well, but people have signed up, and we got a whole bunch of names on there. So you want to vote?
We have to first take a vote.
Okay, so we'll put that puppy. The last. I'm sorry.
Let's go.
Yeah, you got two, Alex?
I just want to give you a heads up. There's a committee that doesn't exist yet that I'd like to create, and I'd like to let everybody know about it. It's going to be the Legal Review Committee.
Yes.
Since this foundation, for fortunately, unfortunately, is involved in a lot of legal issues, I think it would be beneficial to have a legal review committee of the National Board.
Thank you. We'll have to take that up later, though, because it's not what? Ken?
A point of order.
Thank you.
As of now, the vice chair is Bill Crozier. Is that recognized?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'm
well, sorry. We did all that. We voted, remember? There's two more, actually. If we can just get through them, we're done. Okay. Can we stop the crosstalk again? Thank you. Okay, last two. If everyone's here. Thank you. Committee to Investigate Racism and Sexism. I don't recall Investigate being on that committee last year. It was the Committee on Racism and Sexism, but you get, right? It wasn't to investigate. This isn't like that. It was? Is that really? Okay. I never heard it called that, but all right. Anyway, it's to see that we're in compliance with our diversity policies and that we're, you know, not treating people in a racist and sexist fashion. I mean, Thank you. Well, I don't know if the investigate was there or not, okay, but we know what its intention is, which is, you know. Well, no. Excuse me. Okay, we've got a lot of crosstalk. Please, my patience wears thin, too. Thank you, everyone. It's not just to investigate a complaint. That's not true, because a motion came out of there this last year, which was actually a useful and good and helpful motion, which said that if we have disabled members on the board, we will accommodate them in compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act, okay, that we don't allow people to not be able to attend board meetings because they need a little extra facilitation or they need to have a companion assist them, that we actually accommodate the disabled. I think that's important, okay? So it's not like a useless committee that sits there waiting for somebody to complain about something. It also sometimes comes out with policies that we need to implement. So thank you. Thank you. So it does involve itself a process that has to do with seeing to it that we're in compliance with these issues. The last one, a very important one, is the Elections Committee. Now, we don't have an election coming up this year. Woo! Thank you, God. But it deals with, you know what, and Bill, I'm going to pass this baby right back to you as, I think, okay. Were you chair of the Elections Committee? At least you were deeply involved.
Yeah, I've been chair
right.
the last couple
chair,
years.
Right.
And again, there's a report in your red book on Chapter 5 for that, too, some of the things we've been doing. And there is a lot of important work to be done. You know, there have been problems with every elections we've had. And the main task of the Elections Committee is to make recommendations to make them work better. So if you would like to, and we need to figure out what we're going to do, what changes we're going to make before it's too late so we can do it. If we wait until next year, it'll definitely be too late.
Thank you. And so here's what I have to say as a point of order, as the chair. We're 18 minutes over time into dinner, which was bumped. We have some people who have doubled up from signal areas on some committees and a whole bunch of other committees that don't have a sufficient number of people to be a functioning committee. My suggestion is this, because I said we might run out of time and not be able to finish this before we had to leave.
I seconded it.
Okay, so my suggestion is that we go ahead and break for dinner so that people can give this a little more thought, take another look at the list. Maybe someone wants to move themselves from one committee to another to help us populate the ones that don't have sufficient numbers, or talk to the other person from your signal area and say, hey, I'd like this committee. Because we're not going to finish this in the next 5 minutes. There's no way, and we're supposed to be at KPFA.
So moved.
Thank you.
Wait. Yes. So moved. And what does that do to the agenda? When do we vote? Not tomorrow.
No, we can take this up in the morning. Seriously. Most of this is filled out. But
what
some people haven't volunteered for anything.
Well, we haven't voted. You can't change the agenda until we agree,
we
for God's sake.
We are past time, okay? We ran out of time 19 minutes ago, okay? We could have just...
We could serve ourselves and come back here and keep working. We've done it before. Yeah. I don't know about this board, but...
The orders of the day would have had us adjourned 19 minutes ago, though. That would have been the orders of the day. I'm trying to be expedient here. We can take a vote. I'm just saying I don't think we're going to resolve this in the next 10 minutes. Some people need to shift around. We don't have enough people on some committees, and we have too many people on others. If you want to sit here for the next hour and skip dinner and we'll be late to KPFT, I'm at your service, but I don't think it's the best use of time.
I'm sorry. Can you please just give us some information, first of all? How many elections are there? I counted just very few.
Just a couple that have, and that's why I'm saying it.
That's what I'm saying. So let's just get rid of those elections and be done with it, and then...
But my suggestion, we have one person that has volunteered for audit. That's what I'm saying.
And you think that's going to change? You don't think we've been discussing this amongst ourselves
for 2 days?
Can we
stop the crosstalk and let's do a motion?
We have to decide whether we can just move ahead for a change and get something done.
We've been getting lots of stuff done.
We don't want to dissolve down to things.
I mean, I'm trying to be practical.
Just could we make a motion so we could vote on it?
I move that we just vote on the two elections, and this is it. We can start moving with our committees. If somebody wants to add to vacant spots, they can.
Okay, I will just, as point of information, we have on programming 2 people from the same signal area and no volunteers from 3 signal areas. On coordinating, that one looks okay, it looks like. Okay. On finance, we have 2 volunteers from 2 signal areas. On audit, we have 1 person and no other individuals whatsoever. On personnel, we have 3 different signal areas that have 2 people volunteering for it. On the affiliates, we have 2 signal areas that have nobody. Archives, as I said, has trouble getting populated. Elections has people missing from, and again, KPFA, we can't expect you to spread yourselves out over every committee. But several stations didn't sign up for any of these committees.
Right, but how many elections? One? Is there just one?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I mean, we can skip dinner if everyone would like to.
The last motion wasn't seconded. I make a motion we continue this tomorrow morning.
Thank you. point of
first.
That's been seconded. I call the question.
Thank you. But point of information goes ahead and takes precedence over. Yes, ma'am.
And you have to take a vote.
Wouldn't it be true, Madam Chair, that you could just?
I'm sorry. Please.
I'm asking.
We've been doing so well. Let's continue.
Wouldn't it be true that you could just ask people?
That was my intention.
To fill in?
That's why I was trying. That was why I suggested this, that people might talk to each other and say, "Oh, that's okay.
No.
I don't really need
no,
to."
No, I'm saying right saying. Now, we ask people. Say, "Hey, we have these openings. Would you like to sign up?"
I don't consider that a point of information. That's discussing the point. I called a question.
We have to change the agenda, and that takes.
That's
two-thirds.
Discussion. I called a question.
No, that's not
the question.
Discussion.
The
no, no,
the motion
no,
was
not
to.
Yeah. We just continue the agenda in the morning. That's all it's at. We're not changing the agenda. We ran over time 22 minutes ago. This isn't changing the agenda at all. It's just saying we've run out of time to finish this, and we'll take it up in the morning. I'm not trying to change anything. I'm thinking maybe some of these people will talk to each other.
I have a point of information.
Yes,
a point of, you said that there are five elections that we need?
There are five.
So far.
Yes, five double booked
okay,
spots.
Okay,
that's
okay.
What I'm saying.
And there's one sheet of paper, right?
No, there's
so,
three.
So... So how do we know what committees they are and who these people are? Can you at least tell us that so we could talk as you're
of
suggesting
course,
that
yes,
we do?
That's what I was suggesting, exactly.
But
we might be able to work this out
forever.
In a friendly
just
manner.
Just look at it.
Thank you. It's,
that's what's going to take
for
forever.
Finance, we've got two people from KPFT and two people from WPFW. For personnel, we've got two people
look
from KPFA, two people from KPFT, two people from WBAI.
For what? For what?
For personnel. For
who are the two people from WBAI?
I think it's I call to adjourn the meeting.
Okay, Ken, then go ahead. Go ahead.
From development.
Who are the two people?
I'm just trying to make it easier for all of us. I wasn't trying to like jack up. I thought this was faster, frankly. Okay, development. KPFT, we got two people.
Development can take more than one person.
Okay, so that one's an easy one. All right, so we got personnel, we've got finance, and those are basically the ones that look like they're double booked right now.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Wait a second.
Development's a task force, so
we have
in programming.
Okay.
What do you got in programming?
May I be recognized, Summer?
Programming.
Can I be recognized?
Of course, Nia. Programming does not have nearly as many people as you would think. Yes, Nia.
Okay. While you were doing it, I thought I counted three. In fact, there are only two, right? The only two committees, not the task forces. You can have unlimited numbers.
The people, yeah. I was counting the number of stations that we're having this
okay. Meeting. Who are the two people from WBAI that are whatever, wherever they are?
And Bill, did you have a point of information also while I look at this?
Well, let me just ask, I mean, Lydia had a good idea, but how many of you can look at this while we're eating
that
so we can fill
exactly
out the holes? Because we do need to do that anyway.
Okay.
Can everybody commit to look at the list while we're eating?
Which is why I suggested finishing this in the morning.
And then we can do this will probably be a lot quicker
could
in the morning.
I solve my problem right now.
WBAI, you were asking for
yes.
Personnel?
Yes. I need to circulate around again, in other words.
Okay, yeah. Nia Bediaco and Carolyn Burton.
And what's the other one?
KPFA, Tracy, and Andrea Turner. And on finance, it's Bill Crozier and Wesley for KPFT and Campbell Johnson and Renee Bryce Laporte for WPFW. Okay. So we had emotional.
See? That's and some of you saw the premise of fraud. He said he didn't sign
then
up for
someone
it. So who wrote his name there? So, see? Who did that? Who
thank
did
you.
That?
Okay. Shh. Okay, I hear you, Renee. This is exactly what I was trying to avoid since we're half an hour over. I had a motion to adjourn.
I'm going to go eat.
Do we want to vote on that? Or
we
should
deal with Ken's motion.
Call for an adjournment.
Thank you.
Ken has a motion on the floor.
Well, no, you know, I don't know. Every other place I serve, when we run past time, we're done. And it isn't take a vote to do that because you're done and you just take it up when you come back. I mean,
we've adjourned.
Thank you, ma'am.
I think that is for somebody to write somebody's name.
Oh, so do I. You don't have to argue with me about that, Nia.
And who did that?
I don't know. It's not my handwriting. Okay, but thank you. I mean, I
you did it, Tracy?
Okay, are we adjourned?
We are adjourned.